South Dakotans in Congress are standing against the nuclear deal with Iran. Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. after a recess, and leaders are grappling with how to handle support and disapproval of the agreement. SDPB's Keely Boltina has this report.
Thursday, United States Senate Democrats blocked a vote of disapproval on the Iran nuclear deal. Still, Senator Mike Rounds says he does not support the compromise.
Our negotiators wanted the deal more than the Iranians wanted the deal. And in doing so, we don't think it's that good of a deal. So I intend to vote, if given the opportunity, I intend to vote to issue a letter of disapproval for the plan.
Rounds, Senator John Thune, and U.S. Congresswoman Kristi Noem share concerns about the international agreement. They say it provides a path for Iran to develop and purchase nuclear weapons. Noem says the deal lacks adequate accountability measures and threatens national security.
We needed to have Iran show some positive movement towards fixing their behavior when it came towards their nuclear proliferation activities before the sanctions could be lifted. This agreement does not do that. It immediately lifts the sanctions before their behavior even changes.
The U.S. House of Representatives is working on legislation related to Iran after lawmakers delayed a vote on the overall deal. Political leaders in both chambers are strategizing votes related to the Iranian nuclear agreement ahead of the September 17th deadline. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.